and sacrament help all day long.
That's right. Taking care of you. Yes. Well, I hear your little dog out there barking. What's his name?
Frank.
And he knows me now.
Yes, he knows.
Hey, I get out and he just wags around
and
me.
He knows me.
So, I don't believe he'd bother me, would he?
He won't bite you. He wouldn't bother you for nothing now. He know you're cops. You come
yeah.
up here.
He'd protect me if anything, wouldn't he?
Yeah, that's right.
He would protect. I started to sit out there in the car and wait for you, but you might still be down there fishing if I hadn't come to get you, mightn't you?
Yeah.
You might still.
I'd been down there. I know I wouldn't have been down there now. I might be functious about feeding my hogs and
yeah,
sitting to the meals.
Yeah, I know it. Well, you're talking about feeding your animals. You should feed them on time. That's right.
That's right, on time.
And take care of them.
Now, Charles, you fed them good?
Yes.
You did a good job. Well, good. Glad you were good for you. Helped your granddaddy out.
Now, let you get warm and you go out there and get the cold part. Get your little stick and raise that cup up and give him some water. I got some buds for him after a while. Yeah, out there. I done give these boys. You need to bother them.
Charles, come here. Come here, Charles. Maybe you want to say something to your granddaddy about what you did. Come here. Charles, you want to say something to your great-granddaddy about what you did out there just now?
I fed the hog good, and I gave the mule some comb. I gave the hog some, and I gave the hog some salt. And I gave that mule some hay, too.
You think he did a good job?
That's nice.
Now, he's a good boy.
Yes, he is.
Did you want him to do something else right now? Was there something else you want him to do for you?
You go get the eggs out of the chicken house. They may have to run out, but you get what's in there.
Yes, I got more
than
I
snuck
to the hall pen within me.
All right, go put it
on the bed.
And don't break them.
I'm thankful for the crates you brought.
Well, I brought you those crates. I'd forgotten them before because it's handy to put your eggs in.
Yes,
and I want to be sure and get some eggs before I leave. And you going to save me some for tomorrow? Because we're going to a program at school, and I'm promised to bring deviled eggs.
They're nice to eat.
They are.
They're nice for lunch.
Yes.
And everything like that.
Sure.
Yeah, I'll save you some. I don't know what you want. You just want a dozen.
Well, I want a dozen today and a dozen tomorrow.
You get
them. And a dozen Thursday.
You get them.
All right. Thank you. I'll be glad to get them. I've got to take them back to school. We're going to have this little party,
Well, what about the old man? Do you ever go home to give him a fried egg or give him an egg?
My husband?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Well, he does my cooking mostly because, see, I teach.
Do you?
He scrambled some eggs and cheese. And he said the other night when I came in late, after I'd been over here, he said, I just tasted that egg. It's so fresh and good. I said, I guess so, Mr. just gathered it.
Well, I sell, you have more eggs, sell more eggs than a little. And he's like me. There ain't nothing in that kitchen you could cook is what I can't cook it. I've got all kind of preserves down there that I made. Man, the other day I'll give him several and canned beans. Wash and clean up. I got apron in there. I want to put it out and get ready to cook. But now, I just eat breakfast now and then. I'll toast me a little cheese or light bread or a little jelly or something like that. Don't eat much, nohow.
No. Well, do you cook on this stove?
Well, I'm on a fire. I fry on here. I got a good little in there, and I cook on when I'm baking bread, making up biscuit bread.
You make biscuits, too?
Who, me? I can make them as good as any woman ever had two hands.
Well, good. That's
well, certainly, woman. I've been cooking 40 years.
Well, that's wonderful. You helped your wife Gertrude, didn't you?
That's right.
Oh, I was talking to Ms. down at the store.